Morning, the Exotic Vet. This is Emily.
Hi, Emily. My name's Nick. I recently came into the care of some chickens 6 weeks ago with a house purchase, and one of them has been acting a little off for the last 2 days, ever since that really hot day on Monday.
Yeah. Okay.
Was kind of sitting in its layer box and just not really getting out or doing anything. And then this morning when I checked for eggs, I noticed a lash egg. I had to Google it because it looked really weird, but it was a lash egg. But I've isolated her and put her in a different pen, and she seems to be like up and moving around and eating even. So I just wasn't sure if it was something that's like urgent. I don't know.
Yeah. Sorry, can you describe the egg for me?
It wasn't an egg. It looked like a little fleshy chicken nugget. It was. I looked it up, and it looked like a lash egg, according to what I saw online. It was pretty gross.
Alrighty. Well, look, we would get her in. Get it looked over. Because there could be it could be early reproductive, like a sign of early reproductive issues.
Yep.
So it would be best to bring her in, get one of my vets to have a look at her and see, because she might have another egg coming that might turn out the same way, which is an indication that there's something actually wrong.
Like an infection or something.
Yeah, potentially. Yeah.
Okay. I've never obviously owned a chicken or anything. Like, is it expensive to do this kind of thing?
So our consults are $179, so it just depends on what's going on. If it's an infection, we've got medications and stuff to be able to treat it, depending on her actual condition and how she is within herself. Sometimes if they're too flat and if they're too sort of unwell, then we won't push for treatments and medications because it's just not fair on the hen. However, there's implants that we can do to switch off their reproductive drive for a whole year, then they don't have this problem again. There are things that we can do. It just depends on, like I said, if it's an infection or if it's a systemic reproductive issue, will determine how costly, I guess, it's going to be.
Yeah, no, that's all right. I just thought I'd confirm. What would your availability be like?
The soonest I could get you in would be this morning at 10:50. Or I could do this afternoon at 3:20.
3:20. What is that? Is that the latest one, is it?
That is for today, yeah.
Yeah, okay. What's your availability maybe tomorrow afternoon? How late could we go tomorrow afternoon?
My latest would be 4:20 tomorrow.
Oh, that would be pretty ideal. I finish at 4 and I'm working from home then.
Okay, no worries at all. So I'll grab some details because we haven't seen any of your pets before, have we?
No.
That's all good. What was your first name?
Nicholas.
And your surname?
Williams.
And what's your email address?
We'll do Nick Grace Williams 91@gmail.com.
And is it NIC or NICK?
NICK.
Wonderful. And the number you're calling from, is this your best contact?
Yes.
Alrighty. And what is your home address?
66.
Yep.
Wedgetail Circuit in Narangba.
And do we have a name for the hen?
Winnie. Winnie.
Do we know what breed she is?
It's just the standard, like, red hen, like the brown hens, like the very basic ones, yeah.
Yep. No worries. And you said she came with the house, so you're not too sure how old she'd be?
I have a feeling she'd be between 4 and 5 years old.
Yep.
I don't know how long they live.
That's all good. Alrighty. Well, I've got Winnie all booked in there 4:20 tomorrow afternoon. I'll email you a questionnaire if you could fill that one out prior to your appointment, just with what you feed her, how she's kept and everything like that.
Yep.
Alrighty.
No worries.
Perfect. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
That's okay.
Bye.
Bye.